The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, prospective home buyers are dodging second-hand homes for ready-to-go properties due to the high renovation costs and lack of availability of tradespeople. Claire McManus is Director of JFOC Architects and Housing Spokesperson for the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland. She joins us now. Claire, is this your experience? Are people shying away from the doer-upper one?
Good afternoon. Yes, I think they are. I mean, there are a lot of benefits to buying a home that's ready to go. You can move straight in. You don't have to worry about what the costs might be, what the timelines might be to buying a home that you need to renovate. And it's true. We had housing output of under 10,000 dwellings in 2016, and we're up over 36,000 now, and it's due to increase in the coming years even further. So there is a shortage of tradespeople, and obviously if you're an electrician and you're offered a job on a very large site with maybe, you know, 200 dwellings and you can go from one to another, that's very, very attractive. A renovation of a single home where, you know, maybe people aren't quite sure when you'll be in, when you'll be out, is a little bit less attractive. So the renovations are maybe at the end of the queue to get these tradespeople in to do work.
Interesting, because I think, like, when I was buying a house many, many years ago, again, you might correct me on this, but I would have been of the view that there was better value in the house that you had to do a bit of work to, that you could, you know, if you were going for the fully finished house, there would be a premium on that, whereas you could buy a house that was kind of run down, get somebody in who was good value to do the work and, you know, cut a few corners, not in terms of safety or anything, but just in terms of, you know, getting good deals on stuff, and you could do it at cheaper the price. Was that the way, do you think, back then? But that has changed now.
Yeah, I don't think that's true at the moment anyway. Because if you think about it, like if you're doing work, as I say, on a large scheme, maybe 200 dwellings, there's significant economies of scale there compared to doing a piece of work on a house. And, you know, to do a full renovation with insulation, new wiring, plumbing, heating, new windows, structural repairs, I mean, you're often talking 150,000 to 250,000 euro, and it's unfortunately the case that by the time all of that work is done, you know, perhaps that value hasn't been added to the secondhand value of the home. There are benefits. Often the existing homes are in locations people want to live and they have character, and people might like to go through the process of hiring an architect and putting their own stamp on a home. But there's a lot of uncertainty there. I think it certainly was the case that you could do a small amount of work, maybe painting and maybe kind of cosmetic work, and increase the value of a home because, you know, especially if you brighten it up and clean it up and get rid of maybe things like old curtains and that kind of thing, that just to freshen a home up. But when it comes to doing like proper renovation works, they are very expensive, and it may or may not increase the value of the home by the amount you've invested.
Aren't there various grants now available though for renovating your home?
Yeah.
And can you talk us through them? Do they not make a difference?
They do make a difference. Yeah, they definitely do make a difference, and they vary in amount from like 70,000 euro if a house is vacant and derelict, down to smaller grants for different interventions like insulation and adding solar panels and that type of thing. But generally, the grants don't cover the costs involved. They assist and they encourage. I mean, but you know,
they do take a bit of the pain out of them, though. They might. I mean, they're not going to cover the full cost. But does that not make a difference in terms of it making more it more attractive to buy a home that needs a bit of work?
Yeah, definitely it does, and it's been really those schemes have been very successful in getting
the vacant property refurbishment grant.
Yeah,
up to 70 grand for derelict or vacant homes. The SEI energy grants up to 80% for retrofitting, and then there's local authority housing adaptation grants as well.
Yeah, they help, and I suppose if you are buying a home that is livable now, and then you can do the work later, that kind of sequencing will suit a lot of people, because you know there's only so much money people can borrow, and if they can borrow so much for the home, a second-hand home they can afford now, and then put in the investment a little bit later to renovate, that fits very well with a lot of people. But on the other hand, you know, if it's a big renovation job, you'll need to move out, you'll need to pay rent and your mortgage simultaneously, and then you are taking on quite a large complex project for a lot of people. So I can see why the trend towards buying new homes has happened. I mean, a lot of it is that we are delivering new homes now at a scale that we weren't, you know, in 10 years ago. But I think for a lot of people to buy a home they can move into and they don't need to do any work is very, very attractive.
Mm. Do you see that changing? I mean, could the reduced demand for fixer-uppers, could that potentially lead to buying opportunities?
Absolutely, and I think that's what's being reported in the news, that the second hand homes, the values are maybe stabilizing a little bit, and that'll give an opportunity for some people. And a lot of people love to, you know, go through the process of taking on an architect, coming up with a bespoke design, and going through the construction process. But it is long, it's uncertain, it's not for everybody. So it's, you know, I think a lot of the time it's what people can afford and where they want to live and what's available. But there is certainly more new housing available on the market, and that'll probably suit a lot of people. Their A-rated homes and building regulation standards are very, very high in Ireland. So you are getting a very good product with, you know, sign off by a full design team and warranties and everything else, which you don't have with second-hand homes typically.
Okay. Final question. I mean, I kind of feel no matter what extension you're getting now, you're going to get a quote for 200 grand or 250,000 euro on it. Like, have we kind of lost the plot a little bit when it comes to extensions and the cost of extensions and, I suppose, the level of fittings that need to be in those extensions?
Yeah, I mean, I think construction costs have gone up, and we all know this for the reasons.
Undoubtedly, that's part of it. Is it the whole story,
though? That's part of it. It's not the whole story. So for a house extension, there's added complexities in addition to, say, if you were building a housing estate somewhere handy outside the M50, we'll say. Depending on the house, there might not be any access to the garden. So that means every piece of material either has to be craned over the top of the house or brought in through the front door. And then kind of storage can be more complex. You know, maybe this is a house in the middle of a city with a very small garden, and you want to kind of almost fill the garden with an extension. So where is your site compound going to go? You might have to consider the neighboring houses and impacts on them structurally. So usually with a very small house extension, you have the same number of consultants involved, an architect, a structural engineer, etc., and the same number of steps involved as you would have with housing estate. But with a big housing estate, we might do drawings and documentation for one house, but you're building 40 of them. So that means that cost is divided by 40. So it's complex. It's a little bit hard to predict exactly how the project is going to go, and strangely the larger scheme is more straightforward and more predictable, so that leads to additional costs as well.
There
are a lot of smaller builders available to do that type of work, and there are plenty of architects available as well doing that type of work.
Right.
So it's still happening, but you can see why the trend is as reported in the news this week.
Claire McManus, Director of JFOC Architects, Housing Spokesperson for the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland, thank you for talking to us this evening. Let us know your own experience experience. One very quick text from Adrian in Cork. Electrician here of an old farmhouse in West Cork. Requires total refurbishment. I can do the wiring, plumbing, labelling, etc. I've left it empty for 3 years. Why? The cost of materials is out of control. For example, for an 8x4 50mm insulation, now up to €50 per sheet. Don't mention the cost of cable, etc. The vacant derelict home grant would need to be doubled before I think about refurbishing, says Adrian.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.